Greetings. I'm Pastor Joel of Heart City Church. It is the second week of Advent, and we're considering the theme of God's steadfast love. And the Apostle John delivers a great message of God's love in 1 John 4:9-11. He writes, "This is how God showed his love among us. He sent his one and only Son into the world that we might live through him. This is love. Not that we love God, but that he loved us and sent his Son as an atoning sacrifice for our sins." Dear friends, since God so loved us, we also ought to love one another. Friend, do you know that you're greatly loved? That is the message that so many in our world are waiting to hear. One of my favorite children's stories is called Somebody Loves You, Mr. Hatch. The main character is Mr. Hatch. He's a tall, thin man who lives all alone, and every day he walks to the shoelace factory where he works. He never talks to anyone. He always eats the same lunch all alone, a mustard and cheese sandwich, a cup of coffee, and sometimes a prune for dessert. His evening routine is to read the paper, eat a turkey leg, and then he always goes to bed early. But one day, his routine is interrupted when the mailman, Mr. Goober, arrives with a large package. And a surprised Mr. Hatch opens it to discover a large heart-shaped box filled with candies, and it has a note inside that simply says, "Somebody loves you." Mr. Hatch cannot believe it, so he tries to pretend it didn't happen. He just tries to go back to his routines, but he keeps peeking into the living room to see if the box is really there. And finally, he accepts that it is true and begins laughing with joy at the discovery. Somebody loves him. So Mr. Hatch, he runs into the bathroom, puts on aftershave, and goes out and begins greeting his neighbors, hoping to find out who it is. The next day, he joins his co-workers for lunch, and he begins sharing his candies. Next thing you know, he's baking brownies, he's throwing backyard parties for the neighborhood kids who dance while he plays his harmonica. Mr. Hatch is actually soon helping sick neighbors and anyone else who needs a hand. Mr. Hatch is a changed man. And then Mr. Goober, the mailman, shows up. And he tells Mr. Hatch he made an awful mistake and accidentally delivered the package to the wrong address and he needs it back. Can you see a crushed Mr. Hatch as he hands back the heart-shaped box? And then, don't forget Mr. Goober, he runs and grabs that little message and hands it to him that says, "Somebody loves you." It's no surprise when you turn the page that Mr. Hatch returns back to his old life of loneliness. This children's story teaches us a profound spiritual lesson. We're able to love and serve others sacrificially only to the degree that we've appropriated that we're actually loved by another. My friends, this is one of the great secrets of the Christian life. It is only because we've truly taken in the message we're greatly loved by God that we can be empowered to live in a way that actually impacts our world. Now, wonderfully, Mr. Hatch ends on a happy note. When his neighbors see his reversion to his old self, they start talking, and so they decide they're going to wait outside his house with a big sign that says, "Everybody loves you, Mr. Hatch." And Mr. Hatch steps outside and immediately tears up and says, "I do believe. Somebody loves me after all." And he smiles, and he laughs, and he goes back and joins his friend for a party. This is a happy ending, but it is nothing next to the gospel. My friends, I've been tasked to deliver to you the Christmas message that God loves you, and he has kept his promise. God showed his love by sending Jesus to become fully man, and then to die on the cross for us. And this gift of Christ never arrives at the wrong address. If you're hearing this right now, this message is for you. And it can never be taken back by any of your failures. My friends, somebody loves you. Joe Novison says, "Multiply the love that your family and friends have for you, then multiply it by infinity and stretch it to eternity, and you still only have a small glimpse of God's love for you in Christ." If we truly take that in, from the top of our head to the soles of our feet, What might the implications be in our lives as we wait in hope for Jesus' return? John assumes we're going to imitate this love. He says, since God so loved us, we also ought to love one another. Because we have been greatly loved, we can live sacrificial lives loving others. So wouldn't it be great if others we shared this message with would come join us at that wonderful party? My friend, remember who you are and who you belong to.